Welcome to the Kickstart Your Edge Play to Win Leadership Podcast,
where we've flipped the script with our groundbreaking modus operandi to bring you real, relevant, and relatable tactics and techniques to master your own play to win mindset.
Talk about a superpower. It's time to iron your cape.
What we know for sure is what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one is really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense.
Welcome to The Edge, where playing not to lose is not an option. Hey, Care.
What's up, Jen?
All right, so we have this super fun story that we want to share with everybody that actually literally happened, and it was really exciting during the whole process. So Karen gets a notification back in mid-December from our Ring doorbell in our Florida house. And it showed that somebody had come up and dropped something in the mailbox. We weren't in Florida at the time, but we called our neighbor and friend in Florida and said, hey, somebody put something in our mailbox. Can you tell us what it is? So she did. It was a note from a realtor. And the realtor said, we have somebody who wants to live on your street. Please let us know if you're open to selling your house. So Karen and I, didn't really talk about it, but we're like, oh, that's interesting. And then what happened, Karen?
So what happened really, Jen, was that we did not talk about it. We both got the photo of the letter and I didn't think about it again because we weren't even remotely thinking of selling our Florida house.
So I called the realtor and said, we're open. And then I told Karen all about it. So I wanted to find out the scoop. What did they think we could get? How serious was this offer? And I ended up sending him pictures that we had of the house. And then I said, Karen, guess what? I called that realtor. Next thing you know, we just kind of went into mode. And 2 weeks later, we were under contract. And since then, we've sold our house and we bought a new house in North Carolina. So we want to talk today about being open. Because the question was, are you open to selling your house? And we said we have nothing to lose. We can either say yes, we can say no, we can say yes till we change our mind, but it doesn't matter. The question was, were we open?
You know what, Jen, I think that based on that, right, I think that we've always been open. And one of the big things that jumps up for me is that I'm going to say yes until I say no. Like I will go so far down a road and be like, yeah, all right, I'll keep going. I'll stay in the process. I'll keep doing something until I'm out. And, you know, thinking about this, I mean, we've done it before with client engagements. I can think of one that, you know, I was hired as a contractor for another another company. And they're like, you want in? And I'm like, thinking about, I don't know, maybe. But I'm like, all right, yeah, I'll say yes. And just keep saying yes until it was just like, hey, do you want this job? And I'm like, all right, yeah. And so I did it. But as the whole process was happening, I was evaluating, do I want to do it? Do I not want to do it? Yeah, I'll keep saying yes. Always knowing that if I didn't want to do it, I was out. And I think that so often what happens is people think that they need to say yes to something. And then it's just like, oh my gosh, they're 100% committed into doing this thing for life when it's just for now. So the openness allows, you know, the way you and I operate, the openness just allows us to be in what we're in while we're in it until we're not.
Yeah. And I like how you say that because there is no commitment. It's a commitment to learning more, saying what's possible. What could this mean? How could this shape our life in a way that could work for us? So right. The interesting thing was, so obviously it was a great offer. They really wanted to live there. We were open to leaving there. We had been there for 12 years. And there's a lot of reasons that it made sense to absolutely do it. And then it's like, well, where do we want to go? And that was also interesting because we wanted to be open. So we went to South Carolina and ended up in a town called Sunset Beach, North Carolina, which we haven't ever really spent a lot of time there. But the
we spend no time there.
Yeah, actually. Totally fair, Sullivan. Yes, we've never been there before. We went to go see this house. That is 100% accurate. So we get to this house and all of a sudden we could see living there, the community, the town, the home. It had the wow factor. We didn't need a lot of time to say, is this the place for us? The answer is, it is the place for us for now. And so go ahead, Kara.
So it's interesting though, Jen, because it's kind of like our MO. And if you think back to Vermont, right? And we bought our Vermont house. We saw a video of our Vermont house on a Friday evening. We called the realtor that evening, talked to him that night, put in an offer that night, and the other buyers accepted the offer that next morning. Right. So, yeah, we're in. And so, but I want people to make sure that like we're committed when we're committed. But then it's just like, OK, if you want to get out of something, OK, great. Now we have this house in we have this house in Vermont. Right. We love it. We have this house in North Carolina and we love it. So we're absolutely 100% in for now.
When you think about the traits of openness, because that's what we like to do in these podcasts is sort of have the thought-provoking kinds of questions, it's what are the characteristics that are needed to be open? What would you say are two or three for you, Karen?
I think it's about, risks. I love taking risks. I think it's about curiosity. I think it's open-mindedness because you can see all these different things. But I gotta tell you, adventure and risk, because I love taking risks and trying new things. So I think that those are really, really some of the big characteristics for me for openness.
I love it. I'm going to throw in there also possibilities. Right. Yeah. So it's when you're open, it's what's possible, what might happen, what could there be? If you say yes to one thing, what else are you saying yes to? And possibilities has been a driver in my life for as long as I can remember. And sometimes I live more in possibilities and sometimes I live in less in possibilities. But being open, and it could be open to a person, an idea, an offer on your house, a change. It's just about what could be possible.
You know what, Jen, these podcasts that we do are just, you know, bouncing things off and obviously generate new thoughts for both of us as we start to talk about things. But what this actually makes me think of right now is the openness. We have to be good with change to be open. And I think that if you're resistant to change, you're more likely to not allow yourself to be open.
Totally agree with that, right? It's your relationship with change that will indicate or activate your willingness to be open. So yeah, kind of fun. But we thought we'd share that story with you. And here's the ironic thing. So we go to our Vermont house last week, and what's there but a letter from a homeowner who says, we want to buy a unit in your building. Are you open to talking about selling? Now, it's interesting because we're open, always open, but this one is probably not going to happen.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny too, Jen, with this one not going to happen, you know, Florida was a place that we've been at for a significant amount of time. This Vermont place, we just got exactly the way we wanted it. So we could walk in the door and not be covered in paint or spackle dust or any other kind of crap. But I still think that there's the openness there, but it's going to have to take so much more because truthfully, I mean, we haven't created so many memories there yet. And I think that that's part of the fun of being open to just creating more, you know, more times together up there, more different things to reflect on, more things to grow. So I think that the openness is kind of there, but it's just not, it's probably just not right now.
You know, I'm going to end on this thought. Our openness to say, yes, maybe we would, allowed us to be super open to everything we've already created there that we fell in love with just a little bit more with the thought of, do we want to get out or do we want to stay in? So by being open, we were allowed to open up different pathways too. Super fun. Super fun. All right, Sullivan, on that note, we're out.
Wrap it up.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Edge Play to Win Leadership Podcast.
Craving more?
Of course you are.
Check out our website at kickstartyouredge.com,
where we fire you up, fan the flames of your competitive edge culture, and ignite your tenacious pursuit of an all-out play-to-win mindset.